never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the award-winning poet and essayist Leah Purpura, who also serves as the writer-in-residence at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. She's the author of 7 books of essays and poems, the latest of which is a collection of poems called It Shouldn't Have Been Beautiful. Happy holidays, Leah. Good to see you.
Thanks, Tom. To you, too.
So you've got a couple of things you want to talk about. The first is The Essential Tales of Chekhov, and it's edited by the American writer Richard Ford.
This is a collection that almost never leaves my bedside table. Mm-hmm. It holds down the fort right there. After finishing a collection of poems, I'm usually starving for prose and need to hear long lines and, you know, very different forms of thinking in my head. And Chekhov's stories make inner lives completely bare. You are shown your sort of micro miscalculations, and all those inner moral scales that you've got jangling around are laid bare in different characters. And that sense of being seen and found out, and the almost painful little pangs of recognition, are paradoxically such a joy.
Yeah, interesting. Well, of course, he's a master for a reason, and you put it beautifully, the reason he's a master. Mm-hmm. The other book that you're suggesting is a book that's gotten a whole lot of attention. The writer was one of the MacArthur Award winners this year. It's called Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates, who made a big splash with mm-hmm. several huge pieces in the Atlantic mm-hmm. magazine. He also talks about his own life and bears much about his own journey. He's currently living in Paris, but he grew up here in West Baltimore. Mm-hmm.
After reading his article in The Atlantic, The Case for Reparations, I wanted to read everything he had ever written. So I'm starting on that journey by way of a number of the magazine articles, because I'm working myself to figure out how to live more actively in Baltimore and more in the midst of complicated Baltimore. His work is really central to that inner journey and to a full understanding of ways that I want to listen and act. So I have just gotten a second copy of it. My son took my copy off to college, so I think we'll all be reading it this season.
He is an amazing writer. Just the chops of his prose are a joy to behold. I mean, every sentence is just so beautifully shaped.
That's it exactly.
In addition to the fact that he's saying some very powerful things.
It's hugely important thinking and absolutely gorgeous writing.
All right, Leah Purpura, thanks so much. Good to see you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Tom. Happy holidays to you.
Leah is recommending The Essential Tales of Chekhov, edited by Richard Ford, and Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates. Leah's latest collection of poems is called It Shouldn't Have Been Beautiful. What Are You Reading? Usually comes to you on the last Friday of the month during All Things Considered. That's Christmas Day this month, so we decided to give you a couple of ideas for holiday gift giving a couple of weeks early. You can also check us out online at wipr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.